This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After the House approved cuts, freeing up another $70 million for the upcoming budget Monday, they then squabbled over where to spend it, on TOPS or on health care. Prairieville Representative Tony Bacala argued to put the money toward TOPS.
The people who pay the taxes in this state don't ask for a lot in return, but this one thing that they keep asking, could you just please keep TOPS with us?
Bogalusa Representative Melinda White took issue with Bacala's voting record.
We've had several instruments come before this House, and you did not vote for the funding to fund TOPS and other things. So let's get our priorities straight.
But then Baton Rouge Representative Barry Ivey offered an amendment to put even more toward TOPS.
We talk a lot over here about priorities. I believe we need to fully fund TOPS. In the amendment, we simply direct the Commissioner of Administration to reduce DHH funding by $87 million. I don't tell the division how to do it, just tells them to get it done.
New Orleans Representative John Bagnaris then took issue with Ivy's record.
Why do you never bring a revenue measure or instrument to the table? You're always coming with a cut. Will you ever have
Did
one?
Did you bring one?
Yeah, we have measures that bring.
I voted for $200 million.
I think you gotta know. Okay. Don't save him.
Representative Bagnaris, please.
The Speaker got them sorted out and Ivy's amendment failed, but the House-approved supplemental spending bill brings TOPS up to 70% of tuition and funds safety net hospitals just enough to prevent reduction in services. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.